You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Earlier in the program, we heard from a Michigan woman who traveled to Washington to be a part of the Women's March on Saturday. Now we turn to a Michigan woman who traveled to Washington on Friday to attend the inauguration of President Trump. Lena Epstein is an Oakland County business owner who was a co-chair of the Trump campaign in Michigan, and she's with us now. Lena, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Cindy. It's an honor.
Tell us where you were and what you saw on Friday.
Sure. I had an up-close and personal seat, an opportunity to see the peaceful exchange of power that has happened since 1789. And I sat there with my beloved husband, Eric, and the two of us had tears in our eyes. We're deeply moved. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. One that we will never, ever forget.
How would you characterize the mood of the crowd from where you were sitting?
The mood of the crowd was a very patriotic crowd, a very supportive crowd as far as President Trump and Vice President Pence. When Hillary and Bill Clinton came on the stage and took their seats, the mood was very somber, very quiet. You didn't hear a lot. And then when you saw Bush 43 come out, the crowd would cheer. And then, you know, so you could feel how connected the crowd was with the moment-to-moment differentiations between who was coming out. But I will say that in standing there listening to President Trump provide his inaugural address, he presented in such a presidential way. And his message resounded from sea to shining sea across this country. And he said the following: I am paying attention to every American in this country, man, woman, and child. He said the word Detroit. He mentioned Michigan in his speech. He is never going to forget the downtrodden, the states that have felt forgotten for so long. This is not a country to be ruled and owned by Washington, D.C. or the powerful lobbyists. It's our country. He spoke to all of us that put him in office. And even those that didn't put him in office, he said, I'm going to take care of everybody. That was his resounding message. And it was exactly what I and so many others wanted to hear.
Lena, conservative commentator George Will, very conservative, wrote an opinion piece in The Washington Post. He called the president's speech, and I'm quoting him here, the most dreadful inaugural address in history.
Well, he's very entitled to his own opinion. After all, this is America. We are entitled to our free speech, to have differing opinions. I would say to that man that I couldn't disagree with him more. I wonder, was he watching and witnessing the same speech that I was witnessing? President Trump was talking about freedom, about opportunity, about growing the American economy, about including everybody. What could possibly be wrong with that, Cindy?
What do you say to those people who are very fearful of what life in this country will be like under Mr. Trump, from many women, minorities, immigrants, refugees, Muslims, members of the LGBTQ community? What do you think he offered them?
I would say, and I do say on a daily basis and will continue to say, let's give it time. We need to allow this man the opportunity to grow into office, just like we had to do with President Obama, President Clinton, every president that came before him, 43, 41. We have to allow for that time and space for him to come into his own. I have a lot of friends that are women. I have a lot of friends that are Muslim. I have a lot of friends that are part of the LGBT community. In fact, I spent time with them in D.C. over this past week. My answer always was the following: please give it time. Please be patient. Please allow this man to grow into the role. And I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised by what he's able to accomplish economically, fiscally, and socially.
Lena, based on what people heard throughout the campaign, what reason should they have to do that, to give him that grace period?
Well, I think he's got an excellent track record as a businessman, as a deal maker. People can criticize, Cindy, every single walk of every aspect of his life. You and I could nitpick apart this deal that went wrong, this action that he took with a bankruptcy, this comment that he made about a woman that was inappropriate, and by the way, it was. You and I could spend the entire conversation nitpicking. We could. The man does have a tendency to speak with impulse, but at the same time, the flip side of that coin is he is a man that speaks with candor. He brings up the unpopular, and he challenges political correctness. Political correctness is the ultimate threat to our country. Being silenced, being told that what we feel shouldn't be shared, that is the greatest danger. Donald Trump stands for the opposite of that, and that's why he's our nation's president today.
But I should note, if you're Muslim or you are gay or you're a dreamer, that's not nitpicking.
Sure. I recognize that he has offended a lot of people. And what's even more important, I recognize that this is a country that's very, very broken. And I have a lot of respect for that and a lot of concern for that. And as someone who is a friend of the president, an advisor to the president, has spent a lot of time with him, I can tell every one of your listeners who's listening right now that I hear you, that you're not alone, and that the future is very, very bright. People that are Muslim, people that are gay, people that are concerned about losing certain freedoms, it's okay to have those feelings. And it's understandable to have those feelings at times, hearing some of the sound bites, but they're not the only sound bites. If you listen to all the sound bites, you'll hear from a president who is thinking of every American, every walk of life. Everybody's going to have more opportunity and not less. And I really, really encourage people to give it time.
Marina Epstein, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy, and God bless.